Hello and welcome to Hot Goss with Trash, the podcast where we trade sweet, sweet facts like they're dirty little pieces of gossip. My name is Rachel, and I forgot that we start with personal facts. No.
You can do it.
I can do it. I literally blanked and I couldn't think about anything about
myself.
You
have so many facts, Rachel.
I know,
You literally told me a fascinating one about your plant schedule and what you're doing with your plant later on today.
My name is Rachel, and I recently started a propagation station in my house, which is what I call a shelf in front of my window where I propagate my plants. And I'm now on a third generation of my pothos plant named Matilda. So then I have Matilda Jr. and Matilda Jr. Jr.
In my head, I heard propaganda station. I was like, what are you doing, Rachel?
Oh, no. No.
I'm Chloe. I've just killed every plant I've owned over the last year and a half. I bought a great elephant bush and she died. She died so quick.
Oh, no.
And even spider plant, which someone the other day said verbatim, it's impossible to kill. I was like, oh God, I killed that.
I've killed three spider plants. They're actually really
okay. That makes me feel better.
And these are accidental?
For me, absolutely accidental, except for one of the spider plants. That was on purpose. He knows what he did.
Oh my God.
My name is Lindsay. I'm 1 year for a birthday present. A friend bought me a bonsai plant and it felt like so much commitment. The instruction said that you had to boil water for the plant, let the water cool, then you would submerge the base in the water and you knew it would have enough plant when there were no more bubbles. And I killed the plant and I followed all the instructions and like near to its death, I handed it over to my mom and like, can you do anything? And she like had bought books and read up on it. And she's like, I tried, but I couldn't save it.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Hi, my name is Shem. I'm taking care of a dog at the moment. When I walk her around the neighborhood, I see so many signs that say, dogs kill plants, please, for the love of God, do not allow your dog to pee on these plants. And they're more and more hysterical and more and more stressed and loud and passive aggressive. The more into Brooklyn I get and like the fancier the neighborhood, so the signs get like more aggressive and like, look, just anywhere else, just not your dog here, please. And they have all these like really amazing like signs and like they have like ring fence off all the trees. And, dogs can't use them. It's wild. And then if I go into a regular or like a poorer neighborhood, it's just like shit away. It's a real free for all.
I like to think that there is a vigilante out there, and it is Shem who goes out in the middle of the night with their dog, like Batman and Robin, and they just destroy wealthy neighborhoods with urine,
with pee.
Bruce, is that you?
I saw a house in oh my gosh, like a fancy part of Brooklyn, kind of downtown Brooklyn, but a little bit further out. I think you consider that like the fanciest part of Clinton Hills because it like goes up. I don't know where we were. Anyways, there was a literal koi pond outside of someone's brownstone. And I was like, koi in front of an apartment? But they probably owned the whole building, so. It was so fancy.
It felt like you had like a second half to that sentence. Koi in front of an apartment? What are we, living in Japan in 1947?
No, that's just how I exclaim things now. Koi! Koi! Oh boy. You know what? I'm going to get us started off with our first fact of today, which I bought this fact especially for Shem.
Okay, we are already outsourcing.
But it's called the infinite monkey theorem. And Shem's like, yes, I know. It is basically a theory that if you sat a monkey in front of a computer and it was just like hitting keys randomly, it eventually would type out the works of Shakespeare. And that's assuming that there is either... Have we done this before?
No.
Okay. Lindsay's like looking at me like, yeah, we've talked about this.
No, I've heard the Shakespeare
bit. Okay.
Oh, yeah. It's like, of course it will. Yes.
Yeah. I was like, okay. I thought this was crazy. But that's assuming that there's either infinite time in an infinite amount of monkeys But they actually tested it with a supercomputer and they made these digital monkey armies, basically. And they did it in like 2 hours. But I was like, supercomputers are cheating.
They wrote Shakespeare in 2 hours.
They did Bard. Yeah.
Wait, they wrote out the works of Shakespeare or they wrote out the word Bard?
No. They wrote out the work of Shakespeare, comma, Bard. Is that a work of Shakespeare? That's what this article said.
Wait, I thought I was understanding. I think
they're describing Shakespeare in the article as the Bard.
Yeah.
Shakespeare as in the Bard. Not, Bard. Not Shakespeare, comma, Bard, not Shakespeare, comma, sister.
Guys, I don't know literature.
We're just going to sit you down in front of a computer and see how long it takes.
My mom's
I want a 12 night.
If you sit an internet announcer, Rachel's in front of
you. My AirPod is not connected to the internet, so it can't tell me which one. But yeah, it used AWS, so Amazon's cloud computing resources.
Oh, so those monkeys weren't paid properly?
No, they weren't. Jeff Bezos was like, this is my like sweatshop of monkeys. But yeah, and they referred to this as a cheap supercomputer, which I think is crazy. Next time I won't quote NPR and they won't use fancy names that I don't know.
I can't believe... Did they just write a play in 2 hours? They can't write all of it in 2 hours unless there were like many, many monkeys.
It was virtual monkeys.
So it was thousands of monkeys.
Yeah, an infinite amount.
And it was a supercomputer, so it wasn't a real monkey. Like a supercomputer could probably like do an infinite number of pi digits in like seconds.
Did they tell it to?
Yeah, my assumption is that they programmed the virtual monkeys to mimic a real monkey, just like slapping together random words.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Well, we think the monkey is slapping together random words. Maybe they are typing in monkey language. They're like, these fucking idiots. I'm literally giving them gold.
They're like, what they don't know is that Shakespeare had a monkey that wrote all these fucking plays for him. And that's our fucking great-grandfather, so don't even...
Shakespeare stole everything.
The Bard was a nickname that this monkey came up with.
The immortal Bard, Nana. Right, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I find that theory so like meaningless. The like, yeah, if you have an infinite amount of time,
yeah, like, anything can happen.
Yeah, but because it gives you so many meaningless possibilities in front of it. Obviously, if I could fly, had the powers of time travel and all the money in the world, I could make it to a meeting on time or something like that. It's like, yeah.
Yeah, you could. Yeah. What we talked about, we talked about this fact on the podcast before, but like if you tried an infinite number of times, you'd eventually like hit your hand through a wall
and pass through it.
Yeah. Which like, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if I had like an infinite amount of, if I had two rich parents, I'd be successful in the show business. like I scaled it back from infinite right back down to two. In fact, no, I think back to one. If I had one rich parent, I'd be successful in the show business.
Truly the dream. Yeah. Actually, I love my parents the way they are. Well, yeah. Two of them. Well, sorry to the other one.
I mean, but also one was a guest on this podcast, so.
Yeah, no, she's great. Yeah. She is in showbiz.
She is.
She tells all her friends.
Oh.
So speaking of friends and monkeys, how hot was that fact that I just gave?
Oh, that was as hot as, I imagine at the San Diego Zoo, there is a plot amongst the monkeys.
Oh.
To escape.
Oh.
The effect was as hot as that plot once executed, and I know they can do it, and I give them all my best.
I give them my best.
Give them all my best.
Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you, thank
that
you.
That really shook me. But I guess
thank you.
Infinity, you can do anything.
Yeah.
That fact was as hot as Shakespeare at his peak.
Fun.
Oh, my God.
Good old Bard.
Good old Bard.
Shaky. I think instead of daddy, they were like, Bardy.
Oh, Bardy, tell me about Hamlet. I had to see Hamlet 2 years running on my birthday.
Oh, no.
Yeah. An old joke that I used to love when I was little was, you know, Shakespeare walks into a pub and And the pub keeper goes, get out, you're barred.
Oh, boy.
That's good.
You know, joke I used to love, Shem wrote that in like second grade.
Seconds ago.
No, I was like, he created that as a kid and just like planted it in a pub in Britain and spread it for decades.
Did you know that Shakespeare used to be a lawyer until he was disbarred?
Shakespeare was a high jumper until he hit the bond. That was a bad one. I'm sorry.
Oh, hot goss listeners, before Shem rates Rachel's fact, we have an update. Rachel's no longer a part of the podcast. After that joke, she's been barred. I didn't want to say a pun when I started, and then I got to the end and I said, well, God damn it, I have to.
You have to.
And now I'm back.
She's back.
Shem, how hot is that?
As hot as my favorite long-snouted thespian animal, the bardwalk. That's how hot.
Oh, boy.
As a reminder, Shem hasn't been part of this podcast since we started because of what he said. He keeps coming and coming and coming, and it gives us all the facts.
Stop grilling Shem so bard, like hard.
Oh, no.
Like hard, but bard. Was that a bard joke?
Oh, no. It was good.
Thank you.
You were too confident.
Thank you. All right. Why don't, Lindsay, why don't you take it away with the next one?
I need my phone for this one for sure. Okay. But, so, first fact. The M and M on M&M's stands for Forrest Mars and Bruce Murray, which are the two men that created it. However, Forrest Mars was like part of the Mars family that makes, you know, a whole Mars bunch bars of candies. Murray came from Hershey's, and during the
I see where this is going.
During Hershey's kissed someone. It was a big scandal.
I wish it was that. I wish it was that. I think
Buddy,
it was
give me a Hershey kiss.
Mars was a real, so Forrest Mars was a real nut job. And if he even
nut job doesn't work with a chocolate factory.
Like if he saw a candy bar wrapped the wrong way, he would like just start throwing products against the wall. So he had a real like temper on him.
Willy Wonka. Yeah.
I was like, Ellen.
But during the Spanish Civil War, Mars saw that soldiers were eating candy in these crispy little shells, and like it was easy to transport them, and was like, I want to start making these kind of candy. He didn't have enough chocolate, so he spoke to Hershey's, and so Murray started supplying them with chocolate. However, in the end, Mars edged Murray out of it. So in the end, pretty soon after it started, it just became a single M, but they're still called M&Ms today.
Wow.
Oh, and then because Murray had given Mars the chocolate, Mars's sales started to go up because like they were getting more and more popular with stuff like M&Ms. Then Murray wasn't allowed back into Hershey.
Wow.
So Murray had a bad time.
Wait, did Hershey and Mars split, or is Mars still part of the Hershey universe?
I think, well, the way it read was that Hershey supplied chocolate, but they weren't, like, combined.
Okay.
But I don't know enough about the past history.
Perhaps competitors.
Yeah. Mm.
I love that.
So they would have been competitors then. They weren't combined at the time. It was just a combo for M&Ms.
What I think is funny is that they thought the casing for the M&Ms made it easier to transport. Like, if that shit melts in your pants? Like, have you ever been a kid and put some M&Ms in your pants and then in like a pocket?
If you're listening at home, go get some M&Ms, put them in your pocket.
No, you would like stain it with food coloring.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah.
I used to eat more Smarties than M&Ms as a child because I grew up in the UK and our Smarties are different to yours, but same. Like, they're like a flatter, they're like the M&Ms without nuts in.
Oh.
They have more pop culture references. It's less like erudite, but like it's
da, 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 da. I wasn't a huge chocolate kid, so I ate more Smarties, but the R Smarties that had no chocolate in them.
There was a point, I don't remember how long ago, they took all the like bad colorings out of the Smarties, and then suddenly now they're like these duller colors that used to be like so bright and vibrant, and now it's like a flat purple Smartie.
It's wild to hear you say that though, because it's like, that's safer, but it's like, we're so far behind here. Like the UK, what y'all have banned and what the US have, like the FDA have banned are, oh boy.
Yeah, red is really bad for you. Ugh.
That was one of the concerns with Brexit, because the UK had more enforcement from Europe. So by leaving Europe, there would be less strict restrictions on food. So people were more concerned also because like of Trump and Boris being pals, what we would then start to end up with from America or American influences.
Yeah, a lot of the Brexit people complaining about colorings and all the different colors that Brexit.
Red dye number 52.
Oh Lord.
Yeah, and it's fucked up that we like make fun of like the moms who like won't let their kids eat like red dye. But like, that's probably good.
Right.
Yeah, they probably have less health problems down the line. Like, we can't trace it back, but it's like, meh, probably.
I mean, I feel like they shouldn't let them have any of the M&M's, like, pulling out, like...
Oh, yeah. No M&M's.
Like, no, just pulling out, like, a particular color, seems like...
That little kid goes to school, I'm not allowed to eat the red M&M's. But fucking give me those blue ones, baby. Mm-hmm.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah, no.
Were y'all, because I think at this point in my life, I'm pretty even between like salty, ooh, not salty, like chocolate and sweet. Like I'm thinking like Sour Patch and like a Hershey's. Pretty even. As a kid, I think I would have said maybe the sour, the gummy candy. Do you have a fave?
I'm a fruity sour and have been since the day I was born. Thank you.
That makes sense. Like some people are like sour candy heads, like for life.
I used to tell people I was allergic to chocolate when I was little so they wouldn't make fun of me for not liking chocolate. And like I like chocolate in ice cream and I like chocolate like in certain contexts, but I really don't enjoy like a bar of chocolate. It's too much.
It's too much.
It's too rich.
My pick would be potato chips over everything else.
Oh my God,
always.
I could eat those all day every day.
Yeah.
It depends on the day. Probably I would opt for chocolate more often than like a gummy, but I do love a sour candy.
Yeah.
You can get chocolate covered potato chips.
Yeah.
One time I had chocolate covered bacon and it was okay. I would have rather just had the bacon.
Right. That like made my stomach turn a little bit. I'm not going to lie to you.
I made these candied bacon chocolate chip cookies once in high school and everyone fucking loved them. And then I gave them to one teacher and she literally spat it out in front of me. And I was like, all right, Jesus.
Wow.
I think Babe 3 is going to be set in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. They're really going to combine this.
Like slaughtering. Oh, sad. I don't like that. Sorry, pigs.
Sorry, pigs.
Pigs. Lindsay.
Yeah.
That fact was as hot as the hot river of chocolate syrup that runs through Willy Wonka's chocolate factory that they take the boat, and it gets creepy, and they go, there's no telling where we're, oh, there's no knowing where we're going. It's that hot.
Spooky hot.
Ooh. Okay, Linz, your fact is as hot as, like, the fireball candy.
Mm.
If you took that, you ate it, and then you were like, I want a little more hot sauce. And you pop that in your mouth. You're just like a little Tabasco for
that's
the flavor.
Hot.
All the flavors work together. You're on fire though.
Do you mean milk? Red Hots?
I don't know. I always just call it the Red Hot Fireball. The
fireballs?
Oh, they're the little circle.
Do you suck
candy
on them?
I don't eat them because I'm like, I don't want that in my mouth. They're like hot candy, like hot like mint candy to like they're a red ball.
I thought Red Hots were one thing and Fireball was the alcohol.
I might
but
be
maybe
putting
them
all together.
No, but head. Maybe there's a fireball ball. Interesting.
I think we're talking about the same thing.
Okay.
I think I've just created a name for it.
No, it's okay. I want there to be a fireball ball, so I'm encouraging it.
Either way, Lindsay, that was a hot fact.
Thank you.
Lindsay, that fact was as hot as his palms, which are sweaty. His neat, creak. His arms are heavy. There's one where he sweat already, mom's spaghetti.
you better lose.
Calm and ready to drop bombs. But he keeps on forgetting what he wrote down. The whole crowd girls to love. He opens his mouth, but the words won't come out. He's choking now. Everybody, now the cocks run out. Time's up over plow. Snap back to reality.
Oh, there goes gravity. Oh.
That's so funny. I don't know any of that. But I knew if I just set the wind up time, it would just come out.
Yeah, Chloe's from Boston.
I might as well commit now before I go after the podcast. I know the words, and then Shem goes, wrap it. And then I go, oh, okay. And then it becomes the next candy shop on this episode.
Yes.
Yeah.
Welcome to the candy shop. wait, what I was going to say was I'm mad, Shem, that you chose those lyrics, because when I was looking for facts for today, one that I read was that Eminem recorded all of the verses to Lose Yourself in one take. And I was like, no, we can't talk about Eminem on this podcast. But here we are.
We can talk about M and M.
Ah, is that why I did it?
No, it's why. It's because he's smart. Speaking of smart, Shem, take it away, cowboy.
Just a simple one. I like that your skeleton is completely new every 10 years.
I'm going to be so tall.
Excuse me?
What's fun is that Rachel looks at me with her traditional face that's like smiling full of love and joy, and it completely dropped into like abject. Like, oh, no.
Excuse me?
Oh, no. Yeah, and like that was, I was looking at like bone facts just in general.
Bone facts.
Like, because everyone knows that, like, you know, a quarter of all your bones are in your feet, like, well, yeah, your hands and feet have most of your bones. But yeah, they just sort of grow and regenerate. So, because, you know, your bones heal and stuff like that. It's like every 10 years you get like a nice new skeleton.
Oh my God, that's hot.
Is that like averaged out? Are they all doing it at the same time? Or is it like my knee's new this year, but next year I'll get a new elbow?
That's why it's the turn of each decade. That's why 2020 was so weird for everyone. It's like, whoa!
Oh, I thought you meant my own decades. I was like, this year I'm new.
You're new. You're on your fourth skeleton.
Wow, you're on your fourth. I mean, skeleton. My knees do not feel like they're that new. I went for a run this morning and they're like, we're not new.
Does it just get a little shittier each time? Is that why?
So.
It's new, but just like a little fucked up.
It's like it's when
new,
you...
Yeah, but it's new, but it's someone else's.
It's pre-owned. is there a warranty on the one I've got now? Because my God, my knees.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's fine.
It's fine.
I'm okay. I was reading that, like, was I reading this or did we talk about this on the podcast? Maybe
you
we
have
did.
To tell us first.
Basically, like, they don't remove blessed implants. Because you're blessed with money to put them in. They don't remove breast implants or like metal parts of your body when you're buried. That's like not part of the like suck the fluid out of you part, whatever that they do. They leave that in because there's not really like, they say there's not a bad impact on the environment, but I'm like,
I was going to say fake titties cannot
silicone.
Be biodegradable.
Yeah. Like, I don't know how I feel about that, but there's a point where basically like you're all bones, but then like, two sacks of silicone. So you're just like a skeleton with like these like plastic things in your like body.
I don't know. They suck stuff out of you?
Yeah, that's part of the embalming process. That's usually if like you're traditionally buried. Like if you're cremated, mm-hmm. I think they're just like throw you in the
okay.
fire. But like if you're doing like an open casket, they basically like drain a lot of like your fluids so that you don't mm-hmm. smell. And then they put makeup on you and stuff like that.
No, leave the titties. It's what mum would want.
Can you make them bigger? She always wanted that. Couldn't get back for another one.
I mean, you've got all this fluid.
Yeah.
Can you take it from there and just plump up the lips a little?
Kind of feels like mum would have wanted a cat eye for the casket.
In my like last wishes, I'm going to be like, look, just fucking take some sticky tape and like make it look like I got a facelift. Like don't do the surgical work, but just like take some scotch tape. Oh and God. Do your worst.
He's buried with my pilots.
Oh my God. From the Boeing 747.
Yeah. Oh, I got it.
I couldn't think of any other planes. I was like, this would be better if I could come up with more planes.
No, that's good.
And Messerschmitt.
Shem, that fact is as hot as the episode of Buffy where she famously returns from the dead a second time and didn't really want to. I just spoiled that for Lindsay, who's never seen.
Yeah, that's absolutely a big plot point. We're going to have to say, take that out of your brain.
Okay.
Take that. But it's fine.
No, yeah. I want Linz to enjoy it forever.
By the time we get to that part of Buffy, Linz will have forgotten it.
100%. Linz, yeah. This never happened. What you didn't see is Rachel and I, we both do work for the Men in Black, and we had those little eraser things. We were like, beep, beep.
Yeah.
And Linz, I guess while we're I was going to say, Linz, your fact. Shem, your fact is as hot as in Men in Black, the laser... The
blinky.
Yeah. As fast
you
as...
You've forgotten what it's called?
The zoop, zoop.
That's the point. Zoop.
As hot as... I know the particles are moving in there because they're deleting memories. They got to be moving quick, right?
Moving fast. I was thinking about those bloop bloops this morning because I was like, if there were things from movie that you brought into real life, I feel like around this point, everyone would be like, I don't want to remember the pandemic. And you're just bloop, bloop.
That's really, that is a scary thing to think about because you're like, what reality is everyone living in? Whoa. But also, I think, is it time for another Men in Black movie? We're just going to steal that one.
No, it's not.
No, but it's not happening. Men in Black.
Yeah, there is another one, right?
But this one isn't Men in Black. We're just stealing that little piece of it. You know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Because Men in Black... They stole aliens from someone. We stole the memory eraser. And then like, here we go.
Shem, your fact is as hot as the teeny tiny alien in Men in Black that has like the little remote controls. And by hot, I mean cute.
It's Men in Black's Baby Yoda.
It's that fact so was cute.
I was truly hot, waiting for Lindsay to do the good guys dressed in black. Remember that? Just to come in his face and get to make contact.
Boom, shake the room. I'll go better on that one.
All right, Chloe, it's that time.
Men in Black is my mom's favorite movie. That and like Independence Day.
It was the first PG-13 movie I ever saw.
I went to see Independence Day with my mom and she was like, what's this about? I was like, aliens. And she went, I don't like aliens. Yeah,
my mom just might like aliens and Will Smith. Like,
yeah, my mom.
A movie real 1997.
Like. But my mom loves Will Prime.
Right before Hannah was born, my mom was living.
Oh my God. That's how we got Hannah.
Oh boy.
Get that on record.
Okay. Mine's like a fact. It's also like a...
Thank you for prefacing that.
And it's definitely a fact. It's for also like a... I don't know that I would... It's like a fact, but it's like a... It's just like an interesting, like, of course. Okay. So we think of like cave paintings and we're like, cute. Cave paintings, they're like on the walls, blah, blah, blah. Like they use the tools that they had. Mm-hmm. What I guess archaeologists have recently discovered, and it's like, of course, hello. The people who would have been creating the cave paintings were using light, obviously like torches and light sources in that way. And so they used the paintings to work with the light. So archaeologists discovered paintings and were hit the paintings with the right light to blow their minds and be like, oh, this is how all of them are. They're essentially like 3D paintings. Whoa. They will, as you move the light, the cave paintings will show movement. The shadows will show movement. It like truly is like not that it wasn't incredible, but it's like what I think we do about all ancient civilizations, like we completely underestimated like their intelligence, their capabilities, whatever. They truly created like 3D art on the cave walls.
Yeah, I think we're getting dumber as we go.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, yeah.
Oh yeah.
So I was just like, and it's easy to say that now, but it's like, oh, of course the light, they would have used that as part of it. So but it's like incredible how, yeah.
Yeah, no, it is. I've thought it's incredible that it's been about 4,000 or 5,000 years now that the industry's tried to make 3D technology take off. It's just really not connected.
No. I like the idea that in the paintings, they were like, you can look, but you have to wear these stone goggles.
And it's too heavy.
I hate these.
They're
on
like,
my face.
That's what all of those freaking weird little stone sculptures were. We thought they were like something funny. Yeah. Now they're 3D glasses.
The stick figure coming all the way out.
And like, I think statues, I don't have the exact like what they look like at the top of my head, but like they were colorful.
Mm-hmm. Like Roman statues. Yeah, yeah. No, they were colored. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, it's just worn off.
It's cool.
Honestly, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Should we go back to like living in like the woods?
I mean, we will soon. Yeah. It's not going to be a choice.
Yeah. Okay, that's true.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around. You know? That's not what that meant to say. Okay.
The dinosaurs are coming back.
Yeah. Oh my God, I've been on a Jurassic Park kick.
Have you been on Reddit?
Oh my God, is that a theory on Reddit?
I am Reddit.
Oh, whoa. Actually, well, no, I think maybe, I don't know. TikTok, not Reddit. I don't read. I listen to strangers. And
all the same.
There was basically, they brought up the immortal jellyfish, which we have mm-hmm. talked about.
Yeah.
In the context of there is a, it's like a shellfish, some type of crustacean that managed to clone itself. And it went from like, it's never in the wild to like, oh shit. And it like cloned itself. And now scientists are like, what do we do?
And it's going to keep cloning itself.
Yeah, it like basically it was like cool timing because again I'm rewatching Jurassic Park and it brought Jeff Goldblum's theory to life of like they'll find a way.
I just rewatched Jurassic Park.
HBO baby.
HBO.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, yeah. So it's like, wow, and scary for us because it's like yeah they carry viruses and now they're cloning and they're
everywhere. Well, Chloe, that fact is as hot as the underarms of me. My pits are sweating. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Chloe, that fact was as hot as the cave gallery opening where it'd be like, the new paintings are done. We can all show up, have a little cave painting opening, take around your torch with you, have a little amuse-bouche, a little drinky.
Oh, my God. They definitely had people who were, like, good.
That was the first Met
Gala. Will not stop.
Oh, my gosh, you must meet Ugg. He's from the mountains. Looks like a rock.
Are you still doing that cave art stuff?
Cool. <Nice. laughs>
We hunt now. Mm-hmm.
Chloe, that fact was as hot as the Jurassic Park movies, which keep cloning. I keep finding, every time I look and search for HBO, another one has like replicated or found itself. There's like a whole new one, like gestating. So like, yeah.
I was saying the other day, it might've been to y'all, that the second Jurassic Park, where it just becomes like Godzilla, like where they like, yeah. The dinosaurs go to the city. I watched it once as a kid. Couldn't make it to the end, fell asleep. It happened again. That movie is not good.
I don't think I've seen it.
I've only seen the first one and it really scared me.
Really? I feel like the first one is definitely, I can see that.
It really scared me.
I saw it when it came out.
Mm. Yeah.
I went with my friend and she was so scared and like left the cinema a few times.
Yeah. Speaking of scary, we're going to turn over a little bit of the power to you, our listeners, to pick the hottest fact of today. We want you to comment on our Instagram, DM us, email us, write us a review with who is the hottest.
Yeah. Write us a Shakespeare play, tell
write
them.
Us.
Yeah.
Write us what the Shakespeare play Bard would have been about had it been a work of Shakespeare.
If you have like extra time, just like slam on the keyboard and once you get a sentence, send it to us.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Should we recap?
Yeah. Yeah. The facts of today were monkey theory.
M&M.
Them bones.
Cave art.
Ooh, ha, ha. It sounded like shark bait.
Shark bait.
Ooh, ha, ha. We are trash. Thank you for listening to Hot Goss with Trash. We are part of the Apocalypse Podcast Network. You can stream this anywhere. You're streaming it right now, which is honestly good. Good for you. Thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Apocalypse Podcast Network. For more great podcasts, go to apocalypsepodcastnetwork.com. And remember, every time you support one of our sponsors, you're supporting the podcast you just heard.